Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. A lot of interesting events coming up this weekend. Boy, it seems like we're always filled with those in the summertime. And coming up this weekend, we've got the 18th Annual All Classics Festival. And Heidi Langer is in studio with us right now to tell us all about that. Heidi, how are you?
I am great.
Well, this is a three-day event. Let's start out with the basics of this event, the
sure.
Who, what, where, when, and why.
Okay. Well, it's the 18th Annual Festival, presented by the Lyman Boat Owners Association. And we have more than just Lymans. We have Chris Crafts and Hackers and Skiff Crafts. Any kind of classic or wooden boat is welcome. As well, we have a classic cruise in. So if you have a car that is a classic or a historical automobile, we encourage you to bring that out as well.
So this involves classic cars,
mm-hmm.
classic boats as well.
Right.
Just out of curiosity, I mean, I've never been to a boat show. What makes a boat a classic boat?
The year of the boat is usually the most important deciding factor. And if you've had it from its infancy and when it was made, and you're keeping it all original, that helps as well.
Okay. Well, and you're also going to have a boat show, or a boat
yes.
parade, rather. This is the second year
yes.
for the boat parade, right?
Very excited. Our second year for the boat parade. Last year, obviously, first year, we had a few trials and tribulations with the wind. But this year, we're keeping our fingers crossed that Mother Nature's on our side. And at 3 o'clock, along the Huron River, along the side, people can gather. And the boats will come by one, and we will announce everything about the boat that you ever wanted to know, the owner and the year and the history and all of these fun facts, and that will happen at 3 o'clock.
Okay. How many boats did you guys have last year in the parade?
In the parade, we probably had 20. Overall at the show, we have over 80.
Wow.
And then the cars, last year and historically, we usually get about 50 cars. This year, we're hoping for 100 cars.
Nice, and we hope that wind stays away. I could only imagine. You mentioned the wind there, and I got this really awful picture in the back of my mind.
Yes.
Oh, my God, if that wind starts wreaking havoc, it could do some serious damage. But let's just hope Mother Nature decides to cooperate this year, because that sounds pretty interesting, how they get those boats lined up in the parade. That could be a really cool thing.
It's a lot of fun. It's definitely a family-friendly event that day, all weekend for the boaters, and then the public viewing on Saturday. Definitely a family-friendly event. We have a lot of nautical and boat and car-inspired vendors and booths, a lot to see and do that day.
Very cool. And again, we're talking with Heidi Langer. We're talking about the 18th Annual All Classics Festival coming up this weekend, August 18th through the 20th at the Huron Municipal Marina in Huron. And this is the 18th Annual, right? So
correct.
Obviously, you've been a part of every single one of these. You were telling me earlier. Talk about how this whole process has evolved over the course of the last 18 years. What's different now from day one?
Sure. Yes, this is my 18th Annual. I've planned every one of them with my co-chair, Michael Lloyd. Michael lives in Kentucky. I am here in Ohio, so it's a bit of a logistical process, but we get it done. So the first annual, or the first one that we had, was the brainstorm of a couple of members who said, hey, we should have this gathering of boats and all commiserate on the waxing and the varnishing and all of the sanding that we do. So we started out, it's always been at the Huron Boat Basin, and they are gracious to host us that weekend. They have the perfect spot for it. And we started out with probably, 20 or 30 boats that first year. Every year it's grown and grown and grown. And I think it was about 7 years ago we said, hey, we should bring in cars because they're classic as well. We all have the same trials and tribulations with, keeping them original and keeping them new looking. And so we introduced cars, and it's just been a hit ever since. We've thousands of people come out on that day to take a look at the beautiful boats and the fabulous classic cars.
What's the major draw for you personally? Because you talked about one of the many things that you think makes this thing grow every single year, adding cars to the equation, because it seems like there's some sort of affinity for a classic car. The fact that you can see it at shows like these, and you can't necessarily see them anywhere else. Is it the same with boats as well?
I believe it is. So the mission of the Lyman Boat Owners Association is who I am with, and we put the show on. Our mission is to foster and grow the history, grow the boating recreational sport, but also maintain the history and the quality of the classic boat. And I believe car owners are the same. They just want to keep these classics moving forward. And hopefully the younger generations see that it's a great way to have a, you know, a hobby, purchase the car, keep it up. And we're hoping to introduce that to the millennials and the younger generations.
And I would imagine there are some complications with that. Certainly there are some challenges. You alluded to some of those. What are some of the big ones for those that aren't necessarily familiar with the process?
Sure. Getting the classic parts. Getting the parts to replace those that have worn out. A lot of people search high and low for those parts. Some of them make the parts themselves to keep them as original as possible. But that's probably the number one problem with keeping up either the car or the boat, is trying to find original parts, and of course in a price range that makes it affordable to keep them historic and as you know, classic as possible.
You mentioned the location is really kind of what sets this whole event apart from many of the others that you've seen, but what makes this location so special? What makes it so ideal for what you guys do?
Sure. First of all, the staff at Huron Boat Basin, Doug Steinwert, is amazing. Fabulous group of people to work with. That's number one. Makes our job very easy to plan. But the logistics of the event, they have a marina that is large enough to hold all of the boats that come in for the show. They also have a very large grassy area and parking lot where all of the cars are displayed. Beyond that, there's a hotel on site, and there are multiple restaurants and coffee shops within walking distance. You also have the walk out to the lighthouse, which is gorgeous. So you can make a day of it and have your fun, have your food, have your beauty with where you're at. And it really is just a wonderful day. We have people who come first thing in the morning. They bring chairs. They bring a picnic lunch. They spend the entire day. And then that evening in the Boat Basin Amphitheater, there's a classic band of some sort, rock and roll or some sort of classic music. So it truly is a day-long event.
Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know, what would it be without a perch fry dinner, right? There's going to be a perch dinner at the Yacht Club, correct?
That's right. So for pre-purchase, so if you're interested in doing that, you have to purchase the tickets in advance. We do go over to the Yacht Club about 6 o'clock, and it's a wonderful perch dinner with all the trimmings and just a really nice way to, you know, recap the day and relax and enjoy everyone's company.
Again, we're talking with Heidi Langer here of the 18th Annual All Classics Festival. It's going to be this weekend, August 18th through the 20th. You mentioned that you're expecting somewhere in the area of 80 boats at this event, correct? What kinds of boats are we going to see here? Will we see anything from smaller boats to big old yachts? What kinds of boats are we talking about?
Absolutely, and that's what's so exciting, because every year we get such a great variety. We get small paddle, you know, you have to row some of these 12-foot, 18-foot boats. The largest we've had was a 60-foot cabin cruiser that was absolutely amazing. And this gentleman made the Great Loop, which, if any of you are familiar, your listeners, the Great Loop is, you know, going through the waterways, and it takes almost a year, and he's done that. So the bigger boats, many times, they'll let you come through and take a look inside, because everybody wants to see what it looks like inside. So we have that variety of small to very large. And, you know, some of them are all wood. Some of them are not. It doesn't matter. It's just a classic, original looking boat that brings everybody out. And together in this fabulous setting, just to chat and talk to each other.
It sounds like you get a little bit of everything. Now, you mentioned you've been doing this since day one, since you guys launched this thing 18 years ago. Is there a favorite as far as a classic boat goes in your mind? Over the last 18 years, is there one or two boats maybe that have really stood out in the back of your mind that really kind of got your attention right away with the first second you saw it?
Absolutely. Well, aside from my own Lyman, 28-foot okay. Lyman, which to me is the best of the bunch, but only because I spend all spring working on it with my husband. But I would say one year we had just this absolutely adorable small wooden rowboat that someone had made themselves. They've had it in their family forever. It was adorable, and they were giving rides, and the kids loved it. So that one for sure. And then the big cabin cruiser. I mean, just trying to keep that up is a project in itself. and they're all beautiful. And we even, you know, we welcome, you don't have to have an absolutely gorgeous boat to come. We just want you to come with your boat and have a good time. Believe me, they're all in various stages of repair or disrepair. And every year it's a struggle to keep them up. So we get it. So don't think you can't come if you don't have this fabulous looking boat. We want you to come because we all share in the same experiences.
Is it safe to say, Heidi, that every boat certainly has a story that comes to this event?
Every single boat has a story of some sort. And that's what's so fun is talking to the owners and learning their story and learning how did you get the boat? How do you keep it up? Where has your boat been? Who's owned your boat? How old is it? That's really the most fun is to walk around and just seeing everyone chatting with each other about their story, their history, why they have the boat, and what they do to enjoy it. Some people like to tube. Some people like to fish. Some people, it never leaves the trailer. I mean, that everyone has their own reason why they have a classic. Same with the cars. How did you come across this car? Why do you have the car? Did you want this car? Like my parents have classic cars and they come. My dad has always wanted the classic car that he has his entire life and he finally has it. So there's a story behind everybody's car or boat.
Okay. Well, before we cut you loose here, I want to ask you about the story of your boat. You mentioned everybody's got a story. Right. You mentioned you spent all spring working on yours, getting it ready for a show like this. But what's the story behind yours?
It is a great story. So we purchased our boat, my husband and I, before we were even married. We had it a year, and the boat literally would not float. It's a 28-foot Lyman Islander style. And if we were to put it in the water the day we bought it, it would have sank immediately. So we spent literally 9 months every single day. And when I say every single day, it was every single day working on the boat. This was before kids, so it was easier. But we replaced all of the ribs. We replaced the gas tanks. We repainted the entire thing. When you're painting and laying under a 28-foot boat, sanding it, it seems like a 40-foot boat because it's never ending. So our story is we took and salvaged a boat that was ready for the junkyard and put it back together and have had it for 25 years, 3 kids, 3 dogs. We use it every single weekend and we absolutely love it.
See, and you can hear more stories like this if you come to the show. Again, it's the 18th annual All Classics Festival, August 18th through the 20th. And before we let you go, where can folks go online to find out more information?
Absolutely. LBOA.net. Visit that site and right on the homepage on the right side, there's a poster of the show, and you click on that, it'll give you everything you need to know.
Very cool. Well, Heidi, this was a lot of fun. We appreciate you stopping by in studio, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
All righty. We need to step aside and take a quick break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're back after this on AM 930 WEOL.